about a couple of conferences held by the state and had some funding, and because of the quick turnaround time, we weren't able to get any funding. And then today, the state released the registration information for the Harm Reduction Conference in Green Bay on June 28th and 29th, and also released information that scholarships would be available, whereas I was told there would be no scholarships available initially. And I did try to get the details about the scholarships. And the Harm Reduction Conference is a conference, it's a brand new conference. It's going to be very much out there in really looking at innovative ideas for prevention and intervention for opiates. And that is the kind of conference where ideas came up for things as the vending machines to put the Narcan in, the fentanyl test strips, and then the new test strips that will be coming out, which are the combination test strips of the, I always screw up the name on the combination, Xylazine, the xylazine and the fentanyl. And the conference is Wednesday, June 28th and 29th. So I am going to work on getting scholarships for people of this community, of our stakeholder committee, if people are interested in going. It starts at 8:30 in the morning on the 28th and concludes at 2:30 in the afternoon on the 29th. So it's in Green Bay. So everything would be provided, the hotel on Tuesday evening and Wednesday, and the conference would be covered. And it'll be a really innovative, I think it's going to be a really good opportunity to learn and bring things back to our community. And then what we would be able to do is some presentations as stakeholder advisory committee members in our community to get the word out about what we learned at the conference. So of the three of you that are here, are any of you interested in going to that conference? Potentially interested and want to think about it?
Interested, Mary, but probably not available. I did see that come through my email this week.
Okay, yeah, you're in a new job situation, so.
John, I'll have to think about it. I don't know for sure.
Hey, John. Okay, you want to give it some thought, and I'm going to try and I reached out to the person at the state today to get the information on that. And as soon as I get the rest of the details, I'll be sending out an email to all the members of the stakeholder advisory group and some other members of the community. And we'll have to come up with an idea above and beyond who, how we could potentially offer. I don't know what their criteria is going to be for the scholarships. They may say it's available to recovery coaches and peer specialists or something like that. So we'll have to wait and see what the state is criteria for. That's what I have in light of education for today.
Mike, Mary, I have a lock-on item if you're interested.
Yep.
I am told we had provided a letter of support, and I've been told that MPD has received a justice grant for advanced CIT, and so they reached out to me for assistance with a updated advanced CIT curriculum that they're going to be presenting. So this was the idea, was that they would have a volunteer force of CIT officers who got very in-depth training. So they did one round of this training, and now they're going to do another one. And I have allowed or asked Dr. Thrasher to be the BHD representative to help build that curriculum. He's done these sorts of trainings for many years, so we'll even be moving forward. Assistant Chief Walder reached out this week to get that going. So we should see a new curriculum in the next couple of weeks. It's community intervention training for law enforcement.
So else is working on that curriculum because we have, you know, through Miracle, we have an advanced CIT curriculum as well.
Yeah, my understanding is the grant signees included NAMI, Southeastern Wisconsin, so they're working closely with NAMI and us. And I want to say there's at least one or two other groups that are involved that were all part of the application for the grant.
Oh, okay.
I'm just looking for the information about, there was a training coordinator from NAMI of Southeastern Wisconsin that was on the threat. So again, just another, you know, piece to the puzzle. We've strongly supported this kind of training for law enforcement in our community, so we're happy to see that, you know, they've invested in it, they're willing to do it, so.
Dr. Thrasher staying on board now with the
He's, as far as I know, I hope so. I mean, he is the medical director of our crisis service, and so
I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we kept on that position, in that position, and he provides day-to-day support for crisis mobile services, and then he supervises the prescribers at the access clinics. So that's an administrative role where we, when we closed the hospital, I did write for four physician, sort of medical director positions to maintain that supervision. So it's Dr. Schneider, Dr. Moisio is the medical director for the kids area, Thrasher's got crisis, and then Dr. Zinka's is for the CARS Act and AOT.
Okay, thank you. Mike?
Sure.
Nope, I have no other updates at this time.